Guys, we back, and you already know what it is. We talk about this every week because we in love. We in love with a little app I like to call SeatGeek.
SeatGeek, baby. You talking about the number one ticketing app on the App Store?
I sure am.
70,000 live events daily?
Yup.
27 million downloads?
I'm talking 28 million.
You see how they did Dr. Evil?
I'm talking 28 million.
Green dot means good. Mm-hmm. Red dot means it's okay.
Yes.
Look for the green dot.
Always.
Super easy. Artists like Bessel Pluma.
Ooh.
Javi.
Fade?
Fade.
Please, you want to say Drake too, right?
Drake and Bad Bunny.
You already know him. Pull up on Drizzy Drake Rogers.
And Bad Bunny.
Best believe when I'm doing this on my phone, looking for something to do, I'm on the Geek of Seat. Guys, if you guys are not on SeatGeek, don't worry, we got you, all right? I'm talking $20 off your first purchase using the code LAPLATICA.
That's it.
$20 off,
that's
man.
That's it. Tell a friend.
And tell a friend to tell a friend.
All y'all save 20 bucks.
That's what it is.
That's like two drinks, maybe some French fries.
Damn.
We're not hamburguesa.
Ooh, let me get a hot dog.
And if we see you out there, you know, it's drinks on us, baby.
I'm buying you a drink.
So if you're looking for a day night, something to do, what am I doing Thursday night, Friday night? SeatGeek got it covered.
All you got to do is
just
log
go
in.
Go on SeatGeek.
Go on SeatGeek. See what's up. And you good. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. And we'll catch you in a little bit. Literally in 2 seconds.
Like right now.
See you in a bit.
Can we start or what?
It's showtime, my boy.
Can we start or what?
I'm waiting on you.
Bienvenidos a otro programa aquí con D. Josh Leva y el Sebastián. Esto es La Platiquita. Welcome, everybody. Take a seat. Happy Monday. Mm-hmm. It was just St. Patty's Day. We'll get into that in a second.
I hope
everybody's not crudo, or hopefully you are crudo, because if you are crudo, and I'm not talking about hamachi crudo, that's a bougie appetizer menu. Did you get that?
I didn't.
Subscribe to the channel.
It's above my pay grade.
Notifications. La Platica. Hi. It's good seeing you guys. What an incredible weekend we've had.
Mm-hmm.
D. Josh Levy looking mighty dapper, like
on,
always.
I'm out here.
You're making me a little nervous. That's how good you look today.
Hey, I'm here to look good and make you nervous.
Hey, B, C, D, E, F, G. You don't know the alphabet.
I'm the scholar here, okay, dude? Leave the smarts to me, all right? You know what I'm saying? 2 plus 2?
4.
No. That's what the world thinks. You got to think outside the box.
2 plus 2.
Yeah. Okay, look, repeat after me. Ready? Repeat after me.
Ready.
Ready? Red?
Red.
Blue?
Blue.
Purple?
Purple.
What color is the grass?
Green.
Repeat after me. Red? Blue?
Oh, my God, you got me.
Yellow.
You got me, and I hate you.
What color is the grass?
What color is the grass?
Brilliant.
Dang, I'm dumb.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
You see the fit? Look. You're an idiot.
Can I just say those slacks?
Oh, these are slacking.
Fit incredible on you.
Hey, the slacks are slacking, but me, I ain't slacking.
You're probably the only guy that walks around, like, say, a clothing store, and the mannequins get jealous of you.
They do. They slap my ass. You know how you slap the mannequin's ass? Or is that just me?
You're literally the only guy that looks better than a mannequin.
Because these mannequins be thick out here, boy.
You're like the type of mannequin that you would be the mannequin that's at the Santee Alley, the girls with the big old butts.
Those are my favorite.
That's Whoa. You. Whoa. Creep.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah. Anyways.
They're showstoppers, bro.
Anyways, hashtag Mondays don't suck. They never have. They haven't for a while. Hashtag Mondays don't suck. Once again, notifications, subscribe to the channel. La Platiquita. I want to take a shot with you.
You want to do a shot?
I'm kind of like in that mode.
There's an energy to you right now that I'm vibing with, bro. I don't know if it's the botas. I don't know what it is. G, it's something.
I got these boots because Nacho Libre has the same ones.
Hey, look at my bits.
These are my recreational pants.
What does he say about the boots?
He says, I don't know, but he goes and shops for them and they're kind of special for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like these, they're my Nacho Libre boots.
Yeah.
I hope you like them.
Okay. I love them, bro. I love you. Dude, I love your style. I admire your style.
Thank you.
I feel like you and I will say that we tend to dress pretty well. You know what I mean? Pretty fly for some Mexican guys.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to say white guys.
I was. But then I changed my mind. I said, I got something better. You dress well. I dress well, but we dress differently well.
Ah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We dress different, Lee Well. Yeah. It's like two sentences in one sentence.
That should be like an album name of our album.
Yeah. We dress different, .. Lee Well.
Yeah. Or it can just be differently well. That's a good album cover. Damn, or that's title. Good.
Yeah.
Anyways, should we start the program?
Let's pour it up, G. You want to pour a shot up?
Oh my God. Yeah, that's right. Let's take a shot. Is it okay if I take a shot with you? Let me pour your shot. You pour my shot. It's the only way.
Okay, bet.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, guys, Josh has this brand new Casio, and it's a Tiffany blue Casio that nobody in the world has. There's only three people in the world.
Yeah. Tiffany being one of them.
Tiffany being one of them, and then one. Josh bought two of them.
Yeah, that's about to hit too. That's hilarious, bro.
Josh Leva, I love you.
I love you too, man. You being extra friendly.
Oh, I'm about to take this one.
This was your idea to pour me my shot, and you were just about to... Wow, man. Hey,
sorry, I'm gonna kick one.
Hey, some people never learn. Hey, put that on the Cheeseman channels. Hey, some people never learn. Did you hear? Josh Leva said that some people never learn when talking about Sebas.
Shut up.
I'm just waiting for that next Cheeseman clip on you, bro. I want to be next. No, I don't. Actually, I really don't. Please don't ever come at you guys. Salud, bro.
Cheers, buddy. And also, I don't know if you guys know, on some Dr. Strange vibes.
Yeah.
Today is Friday, March 15th. Congratulations to the winner that won the extra set of Bad Bunny tickets. And then we're all going tonight.
Even the winner that won the Salud one is going tonight.
Oh my God, right.
She flew in this morning.
Dude, I gotta like try to get their information so I can go say what's up. Absolutely. Or something.
Well, I might pull up too, G. Don't ever underestimate
me. And you just went.
I just went. Gotta go twice, man, for the bads. For the bads, you know? You like that?
It feels good, man. Today feels like a fucking Friday.
Let me ask you something.
Sometimes in life, ask me.
Oh, no, go ahead. I actually want to hear this.
No, sometimes in life, like days don't really become days anymore. Like once you get a little older, a Friday is like a regular day for me, you know, like I don't really want to do anything or like I don't really think about it. It's just like I just do what it do.
Sometimes when people ask me like, hey, they'll be like, excuse me, sir, do you know what day it is? And I always go like this. I go, it's a great day.
Yeah.
It's a great day.
Exactly.
You know? Do you have any fashion icks when it comes to men? I'm not talking about women. Do you have men fashion icks? Because I do. And right now when I did that, I just got reminded of a fashion ick, right? I'm not, if you can tell, it might look like I'm not wearing any socks.
Yeah.
But guess what? I am, all right? But they're called no-show socks, right? But no-show socks are not cute, bro.
It depends.
No, hear me out. Like they're cool for pants like this in the sense like they get the job done because you don't have to wear your shoes. If you're trying to do the no sock look, you can still have socks on without appearing like you have socks on. But if you take the shoes off and you're just walking around your little no-shows throughout the house, that ain't it.
It's not very manly.
Bro, the shoe.
No shade on anybody.
Right. No shade, bro. If you're wearing no-show socks, the shoes and the socks come off at the same time.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah, you don't ever want to get like photographed with no-show socks if you're a guy.
Yeah, because they're literally just like, they just cover your toes and the back of your heel, which they get the job done, right? The socks themselves are not a nick, but the socks alone are a nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My fashion ick for males, are you talking about males, right?
Yeah.
Men?
Yeah, we're talking males.
Man, yeah. Is when somebody wears a completely designer outfit. Like, for example, Gucci hat, Gucci jacket, Gucci shirt, Gucci pants, Gucci shoes. Like, that to me, like, that just screams I have no style. I'm so sorry I said that, guys.
No, I think that's a good point because I've heard this, heard somebody say, like, just because you have money doesn't mean you have a fashion sense.
Yeah, and people just have
all this money, right? And they just go to Louis Vuitton, they go to Gucci, and they just buy the whole set.
It's not cute.
And that's not, in my opinion, and I would say in our opinion, that's not fashion.
It's not. I'm sorry.
You know what I mean? That's just you spending your money on what you think fashion is.
Yeah.
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 And now, I will say this, though. I will say this. If you do it right, you can pull it off. But there are the people that actually wear those fits, they don't really pull it off.
Yeah.
You know,
now there's some instances where like, say you go to like, I don't know, like say you're wearing a whole Amiri track jacket, with the track pants.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I'm saying.
Cool. But you know what I mean, right?
I know exactly what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Jelly bean. Yeah. Here's the thing, bro. And this is my belief.
Want to take another shot?
Let's do another shot. Here's my belief.
Just kidding.
In the world of fashion.
No, I'm not.
There are no rules.
There's not. There's okay? not.
So just because I have an opinion on your fashion, that don't mean I'm right. Most likely I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But guess what? I'm probably not wrong.
Yeah.
No. But like there really is. I love when people are like, yo, dress however you want.
Yeah, same.
You know
I don't
mean?
Care what people wear at the same time.
Yeah.
But my ick.
For sure.
My ick is that.
For sure. And I also say this, having fashion, like being able to be like fashionably fashionable is a skill, bro. Not everybody can do it. Because like I just said, you can have all the money in the world, but that don't mean you got taste.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it is not something that people are like blessed with, yeah, or maybe don't even care. They're, yeah, like, yo, I just need this to look good and feel good.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
A, it's a blessing to have clothes on your back no matter what.
Come on.
So
now,
that's period.
Yeah.
And second though,
okay,
the best accessory you can wear, the best clothing item you can wear,
it's a good heart.
A gray heart, mm-hmm, and mad confidence behind it.
Yeah.
Cause that's what really like stands out. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I look good in this, or I don't know if I look good in that, blah, blah. But like, if you're really owning it, bro.
I know.
Like you owning it. I know. Like people really notice that energy when you own it.
Yeah, for sure.
Like sometimes I'll be wearing some like, kind of like, you know, maybe like, I don't think I wear like crazy shit, but some, like these glasses. I don't think a lot of people can wear these glasses. Mm-hmm. I love these glasses.
I love those glasses.
Yeah. But like people know that I don't give a fuck like what people think about me when I wear them. Mm-hmm. And that's, it's not that I care or anything like that, but it's just like, it kind of shows like, oh, that's just Sebas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So once you start doing that, anything now after that, like it's money.
Yeah.
Like anything that you want to wear that's kind of like avant-garde or, you know, out of this world, mm-hmm, or a little bit more different than the norm, mm-hmm, you can wear it. No one's, yeah, going to say anything to,
yeah,
you.
Yeah. 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 I admire the fact that you have that confidence within you. And I know it's something you really like preach a lot. But I also want to tell you that that is easier said than done.
Sure.
Because even myself, I consider myself a very confident young, mm-hmm, man, scholar, some might say, poet, others say. I still.
I don't know about the poet.
No.
Actually, you're more of a poet than a scholar.
You think I'm more of a poet and I don't even know it?
Mm-hmm.
Even sometimes myself, like I like taking a chance with fashion, but if I'm not gonna lie, bro, if like I have certain friends that like will call me out on it, and then I get a little shy about it, you know what I mean?
Like, now, what?
I have, you know, they might be like, damn, bro, okay, pants, you know what I mean? And like, even something like that makes me feel a little shy, you know?
Really?
But you gotta own it, you're like, yeah, you got the pants it on, you know, you see, yeah, the nose, you see the no socks,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, you gotta own it,
you gotta own it,
you gotta have like a nice rebuttal right after,
for sure, yeah,
you can't be like, thank you. You can't do that.
So if like, for example, like, can I, dare I dive into you? Let's, yeah, just say we go, like, let's say with the shoes, right? The, yeah, shoes. I'm like, okay, heels.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you say? What's your comeback?
You like that? You like that? These are my Nacho Libres. Yeah. Yeah. You can get them at YSL.
Damn, YSL. Yeah. Okay.
So like, I'll own up to it. You know?
How much taller are you with those heels? Honestly, those heels are like, what, 3 inches?
Honestly, bro, these heels are a little bit like bigger than the normal. It almost looks like a woman, honestly. Like if you really look at it, like a woman's heel, right?
Yeah. Kinda.
It's good. I don't think it gives me too much height. Maybe like an inch.
Okay. No, bro. That's more than an inch, bro.
No, but I don't. The fuck?
Was that your heel? That's a heel click. Talk about a heel click.
This is definitely a little bit, maybe 2 inches. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just depends. I need to stand next to you.
So now, yeah.
But they were a little bit more taller than my normal heel.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, fuck it. Like if it's a normal heel,
yeah,
it's a normal shoe.
Like mine?
It's a normal boot.
Like mine's a normal heel.
No, you have a normal heel, yeah, heel, but for a boot, that's kind of like a shorter heel.
Oh, heel no. Don't ever, bro. Don't ever call me normal again, all right? Oh, heel no.
But this is fucking tall.
Yeah.
Right? But they're sick and they're sexy.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Sick and sexy.
Sick and sexy.
Hashtag sick and sexy. Always be sick and sexy back then.
Sick and sexy and silky.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Damn, bro.
That's a triple S.
Hey, dare I say, you figured it out, my,
yeah,
boy.
I'm figuring it out. You know what I mean?
You, like, figured it out, my
every
boy.
Day.
Would you say you were always stylish? Did you get best dressed in high school?
I think I did, actually.
Have you leaned in more into fashion?
But back in high school, I just dressed like
the way the trends were.
Yeah,
yeah, I did
now
too.
I think about it, I'm like,
the oversized t-shirt, yeah, the Echo,
Rockaware,
Sean John. Yeah, Sean that was John. My shit, bro.
South Pole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Bat Farms.
It was all about matching. Like,
yeah,
if you were in a white shirt with a red Echo, then you got pants with white Air Forces, red laces.
Yeah, bro.
Red fitted.
Straight up. I used to have Filas that were snakeskin.
Yeah.
And then I would have like gray shorts or whatever. Huge shorts, by the way. Like,
gotta, they're be big.
They reach my calves.
Gotta be baggy.
My shirt was like snakeskin, and then my New Era hat.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how New Eras just never go out of style.
They never will, bro.
My New Era hat was like white, and then the underbrim was like snakeskin as well.
Yeah.
So it's just like completely matched. But now I don't like to match at all. Like, I don't like to match at all. The only thing that I match is like maybe colorways, as in like tones that like go well together.
Yeah.
For example, you're wearing navy blue with like somewhat of a baby blue top.
Yeah.
Like those tones are so attractive.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks.
Did you hear what I said?
You said that I'm attractive. Extremely.
Extremely attractive.
Okay. Now you just ruined it.
Stop wearing blue. Making me feel weird.
Got you feeling like Blue's Clues or what?
Yeah, I'm magenta and you're blue.
Huh? Oh, birthstones.
You didn't get that joke.
Yeah, yeah.
The magenta is his hyena. Matt, you got that joke, right?
Oh, it's a Blue's Clues joke. Did you watch Blue's Clues?
Of course, my boy. Did I not ever live?
You look like a Teletubbies motherfucker.
That too.
I know.
Bro, I love Teletubbies. Anyway, that's another podcast.
You look like a pinky winky ass motherfucker.
Bro, deadass, I'm a fan of every single cartoon that was in my era. Every single one. Roly Poly Oly, Jimmy Neutron, Real Monsters, Rocket Power. Jesus, yeah. I think Rocket Power is why I am the way I am.
Yeah.
You name it, man. You name it, brother.
There it is.
Anyways, it's Monday, right?
It's Monday.
Mondays don't suck. Hashtag, remember, hashtag. I'm assuming we're a little crudo right now. I mean, we're on some Dr. Strange, but everybody saucy. Back at home is probably a little crudo. I want to know, everybody back at home, and comment down below. Are you a michelada type of girl or guy? Or are you a chelada girly?
Can I tell you my answer?
Or boily pops?
Can I tell you my answer?
You know how girls have, yes, but you know how girls have girly pop?
Yeah.
What's for boys? Boily pop?
Boily pop? Girly pop? Yo.
I think Jess should come up with this answer.
It would be like.
What is it? It's like a boily pop.
No, they'll be like, it'll be like, we're like, bro. It's like my guy, my dude.
A broly pop.
Well, okay. You want to go with that?
Bro chacho pop?
Bro chacho. I like bro chacho.
Because girls get all the cool nicknames.
They do get all the cool nicknames because girls are better.
They are guys, bro. They really are.
That's my epiphany of the day. It just came to me and I was like, girls are just better.
Girls are better at everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I actually, if like somebody were to say like, would you say like God is a girl or a guy? I'm going to hope that it's a girl. I'm going to hope that it's a woman.
Yeah, that'd be nice, yeah. Right?
You know what I mean? Yeah. But honestly, I think that when we think, sorry, I'm going on a way different track here. But honestly,
way different track.
But hold on, hear me out because I got to get this thought out because it's going to be in my head forever and it's going to bother me. I think that God, okay, is way bigger than we can ever imagine, that there is no gender attached to God.
That's actually true.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so like that I said that sense. Being like funny, but I think God is bigger than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That it's like genderless. It's humanless. It's anything that bigger than anything we can possibly fathom. At least the God that I want to believe in. I don't want the God to be like we can categorize him. You know?
Dang, we can really dive in deep in that rabbit.
Well, let's not do that, bro. This outfit's got me acting different right now, G.
Is there a story behind the way Jesus looks? I don't even like talking about this because like it makes me look like maybe ignorant.
You're gonna get canceled again, dude. Careful.
Oh, okay. Just kidding. So the thing is that on Monday,
yeah,
we're all crudo, right? Just completely switched the subject.
Well, I mean, they have this idea. I mean, you've seen like the traditional picture of Jesus,
yeah,
right?
But like, where did you get that? Like,
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I want to know the story.
I want to say that it's not, and please correct me if I'm wrong, anybody in the comment sections below, because I don't know this. I'm just kind of going
let us know.
My opinion. They kind of paint Jesus as a white man. From what I understand in the Bible, the region that Jesus is from, okay, there is no way he would be a white man or he wouldn't look the complexion of how they paint him out to be now. Yeah. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense, you know? But the picture that they have of him, right, is the guy was a handsome dude, dare I say.
He really was.
dude had it going on, you know what I mean? But I know that the picture that they have of him, I'm trying to make this make sense. Have you seen the shrine? You know what the shrine is? Like after he died on the cross, they like put him in a shrine. Mm-hmm. They say that they have the actual shrine of Jesus, right? And there's an imprint of a man on that shrine. Mm. And it kind of resembles the photo of what they show, but they just kind of, and what I believe, they just kind of create the skin complexion and all that stuff. Like, I think he has like blue eyes or something like that. And I'm like, I don't know. But let me tell you something.
It's interesting, right?
Let me tell you something. If I was going to send my son down to earth, I'm going to make sure my dude's looking right. You know what I'm saying? My dude looking good.
He's a very attractive guy.
Yeah. But we don't know what he looks like.
I think on the next episode, we should dedicate a good 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, look, Jess pulled it up right here. This is the...
No, yeah. I know. I've seen
Jesus Cristo. Yeah, he's colored eyes. He's doing the smolder.
It's so crazy. I look at this picture and it gives me so much like emotion, not just religiously. Yeah, religiously, but like, wow, like this is a picture that I've seen since I was like a kid.
Absolutely.
And like I see this picture and it's just so nostalgic. It is. So powerful.
It hits something, huh? Yeah. Just go to that photo right there. That photo right there is what they believe is the actual depiction of what Jesus would have looked like based on the region that he was from, the time, the style, everything.
I mean, that's a completely different guy.
It is. But in my opinion, I think this is more of an accurate representation of what he would have looked like.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong. The other picture right there, dude's got it going on. You know, the smolder. Hey, don't be looking at me like that, Jesus. Don't be looking at me like that, Jesus.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, but that right there, bro, looks like an honest man, a good man, a loyal man, a guy, a man that would be there for you whether or not you ran out of gas. You know, this is a good, good man.
Wait, what the fuck did you say?
I'm sorry, what? I blacked out. What did I say?
Jessica.
Blacked out. What did I say?
Didn't you have a conversation with him that he wasn't going to bring that up anymore?
Good, honest. Another shot,
hey, you know this one? what does Jim Carrey go? He goes,
bro, that's funny. I love Evan Almighty. That's one of my favorite movies, bro.
Yeah, you also like bagging on me, bro.
Huh?
Yeah, how about that? Hey. Cheeseman Channels, he always makes fun of me and bags on me.
You think
so? Why don't
you
clip that?
All right, Jess, what else we got next? What's next on the list?
No, you. First of all, what time is it? Okay, I wanted to know, and I was telling everybody what? Before we started talking about religious stuff.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, are everybody back at home, are you a chelada person or a michelada person?
Oh, I like this. Okay. Oh, I have an answer for that.
Yeah.
I'm a no lada person, bro. I'm not a big michi guy, no matter what kind of lada it is.
Ew.
Yeah, bro. I can do one michelada. I'll do a michi, you know what I mean? One, but then that's it, bro. Like,
well, the question was, how much micheladas do you drink?
I would prefer just to have a regular chela, bro. I swear. I just
no tomato juice?
Nothing, bro. Just give me the chela, bro, please. And a bucket of them.
Ew.
So what about you? Honestly, what's your answer? Can you, for the people back at home
you
that
how
don't
good
know,
you look in your blue tones, and then after that, you're telling me that, you just give me a chela, bro.
Bro, that's just me, G. Okay, well, the ones from Mickey Mouse are fire. I love the Mickey Mouse chela.
We've had this conversation already, I remember.
Yeah.
In the other studio.
But just one.
And the ones from Disneyland, they pass. Like, it's like cool, you're giving me the michelada feeling, but they're not that good.
What's the best michelada you've ever had in your entire life?
What Walt says about that.
Yeah,
they're not that good.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah.
Especially when you're walking around all day. When you're like fucking walking around all day,
you just turn into Mario Lopez
right after the Incredicoaster and shit. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Mario Lopez.
Hey, yo, Mario Lopez, first of all, come on the podcast. What the fuck? I see you on other podcasts and stuff like that. G. What you need to do is go on this one.
Come on, man. Let them know.
We got the tequila.
Yeah, we got it all.
So we'll bring you food too. I see all your food reviews.
Yeah.
You need to come on this one.
Here, bro. Here you go.
Mario Lopez is the man.
He is, bro.
He low-key sometimes, like, he gets so much love on Instagram, but I feel like a lot of people be hating on that food. Mario Lopez, first of all, is the fucking man.
He's a goat.
Yeah,
he's a legend.
Like, don't hate on Mario Lopez.
So what's the best michelada you've ever had? What do you prefer? And also, man, look at me hosting right now. And also, can you explain the difference between these two cheladas to the world, to people who might not know? You know, why don't you give them a little rundown what each chelada might look like?
Yeah,
maybe what regions they come from. You know,
well, the michelada is normally a drink, a very incredible drink. Should we take the shot, or are you gonna go without me? What a dick,
bro!
And by the
cheers.
Way, all the amazing comments that you guys said about Jess, and all the amazing things that you guys had to say about her on the previous podcast.
Yeah.
That was incredible. And you guys are truly the best family on YouTube, you know, podcast related.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so grateful to have you guys. And that meant a lot. The fact that the way that you guys were talking about Jess and stuff like that, and all the love and the tags that you guys, you know, that we saw on social media. So we appreciate that, because that means a lot to us. And It's amazing.
I want to add to that because obviously, Sebas and I were both very excited to get Jess on the pod. And if you guys have been listening to us for a while, you guys know Jess has been with us for like 3 months now. And we kind of kept her a little bit behind the scenes. You guys might have just heard her voice and stuff. You guys knew of her, but never got to meet her. But we just knew once we introduced you guys to her that you guys were going to absolutely fall in love with her just the way Sebas and I have. And it's just really cool that we finally don't have to hide her. Because even right now, I was like, we're taking a picture. And then I was like, wait, I don't have to hide Jess's face anymore. Yeah. I can like show her.
We walked in today.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Jess, I really feel like you just started working today for us.
Welcome to the plática, Jess.
Yeah. Like it was like our first official day. Yeah. No, but Jess has been with us for months already. Yeah, months.
But to add what you were saying is I told her, and Jess can testify, that I was like, our audience is incredible. They're going to love you because they love us really well and they express it really well. I feel like our audience does a great job at like really expressing how they feel about the podcast. Like, dude, people don't just write comments. Like, people go in. And that's something I really appreciate and value about our audience. And then us, we've had the luxury of being on other podcasts. And obviously, we read the comments and stuff like that. I'm like, wow, like audiences are so different. You know, and even sometimes when we go, like something happens on TikTok or Instagram, like a video pops out, I know who is our core audience, who's like responding to like the certain things that are going on. Like I can tell immediately, which is really cool. I feel like, I don't know, man, I'm very protective of what's mine, you know? And I just obsess with it.
Yeah. Bro. And it was amazing to see, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. It was really cool. And, yeah, it just makes us continue to do what we do in such much greater energy.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, micheladas. And by the way, we love you, Jeff. I think we have like 2 or 3 more minutes. So yeah.
Micheladas.
Michelada.
And cheladas.
Cheladas.
Yes.
Michelada, tomato juice. Okay. It just depends because in every region in Mexico, it's a little different.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's una cerveza. I think it should be spicy, and a lot of people will probably agree with me. And it has tomato juice. But in some regions, a chelada is everything that a michelada has except the tomato juice, which is also extremely good.
Yeah, they're really good.
But
yeah, they're good. They're good. Let me take that back. They're good.
I'm a michelada guy. I love tomato juice, bro.
Yeah.
I love tomatoes.
So if I offered you, I was like, hey, bro, do you want a beer or do you want a michelada? You're going to go michi?
All day.
And then second round, you want a beer or you want another michelada?
That's the thing. Since I'm like a hybrid athlete, I'm considered a hybrid athlete.
Oh God!
Like I'm a hybrid athlete. I'm actually a sponsored athlete.
Mm-hmm.
The michelada is probably one of the drinks that has the highest sodium in the world.
Yeah. No, it is.
So the next day you wake up and you look like Jigglypuff.
Yeah.
But
so you take that into consideration.
Yeah. But I'll have 2 or 3 if I'm feeling
saucy.
Yeah, if I'm feeling a little saucy, yeah, you know.
You're a bad man, G. You're a bad man.
I'm a bad man.
Hey, don't let those boots fool you. You're a bad man.
Don't let the boots fool you, my boy. The bigger the heel, the badder the man.
Well, that's debatable. Shouldn't we go on break?
Yeah, let's go on break. We'll be right back. Shot time.
Another one after the break, bro.
All right.
Sebas, I got to tell you something, bro.
Tell me, B.
Our relationship is one of the most proudest relationships I have in my life.
Me too.
You want to know why?
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because I feel like you and I take on vulnerability. We take on courage. We take on
criticism,
and we do it very well. We do it with openness. We do it with respect. Mm-hmm. We do it with integrity. We do it with kindness. And I'll have to admit, I mean, it hasn't been easy. Because sometimes challenging yourselves as friends in different kind of relationships, it takes effort,
yeah,
right?
It does.
You got to be willing to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Right? You got to be willing to have those uncomfortable conversations. You know, certain things that, you know, maybe you might have hurt me with. You know, we've gone there as friends. We've tested each other. But through it all,
we learned.
We learned. We grew. And honestly, I think we've became closer.
Every day, me and you become closer.
I agree.
Every single day.
Yeah.
Every episode that we post, after that, we're closer.
Closer. I think I've told you this before, but I've actually done therapy before. And I learned a lot because I feel like therapy allows you to dig a little deeper. You know, with therapy, you get to ask yourself the hard-hitting questions that are going to challenge you and help you dive deeper.
Just like Josh said, I never really did therapy at all. But now working with BetterHelp, I actually gave it a try.
And it's nice.
It's nice.
It's really nice. Not only just the amazing things that the licensed therapist says to you, but it just makes you feel so much better every single day.
Right.
And I mean, life is a process, mm-hmm. and having somebody just kind of like backing you up, it feels good.
I love that, bro. So if you are thinking about starting therapy, we highly suggest trying BetterHelp.
It's entirely online. All you have to do is do a quick little survey and they'll pair you up with a licensed professional. And if that maybe licensed professional doesn't work out, you'll get another one immediately until you find the right one.
And not to mention, it is completely suited to your schedule.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not.
Make sure to visit betterhelp.com/platica today to get 10% off your first month.
And that's platica, all caps.
That's betterhelp, HELP.com/platica. Hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Love you, bro.
Love you, bro. Shout out to BetterHelp. Okay. Okay.
Anyways, we're back.
We back, baby.
Thank you guys so much for waiting on our commercial.
Like we never left.
We really appreciate you guys. You guys wait on our commercials because our commercials are kind of cool.
Did we have a commercial?
Yeah, we did, actually.
We did have a commercial.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great. Come on, man. Get in the game like Zac Efron. Did you get that or no?
I did. Great joke, man. 10 out of 10 joke, man.
Do you mind if I sit like this?
Yeah, I do mind. Please close your legs, man. Thank you, sir.
What goes in a michelada, some people might say. Some people might wonder.
Yep.
My michelada, like the one, hey, Sebas, can you make me a michelada? Psh, I got you, my boy.
Damn. I got you. You know how I make it from scratch?
I got you. From scratch?
Yeah.
No, I'm making it in a cup.
Huh?
Huh. So I get a cup, right? Honestly, I'll ask the person, my guest,
yeah,
if they want it salted or rimmed or the chamoy with the... I was going to say Tampico, Tajin. I'll ask them out of courtesy. What's so funny?
Because, first of all, I think if I'm making you a michelada, you're going to take it my way. Okay?
Oh, okay. I respect that.
You know what I'm saying?
I respect
that. Like, if it's my recipe,
yeah.
Anything that I do that's my recipe, yeah. Like, you got to take it as it is. Yeah. I don't accommodate.
Yeah.
I accommodate a lot in life. But when it comes to my recipes, you take it as it is.
I respect that.
You feel me?
I actually think that's kind of hot.
Take the lead, baby. Take charge.
Did I compliment your blue tones already?
Blue tones. I think you did. Yeah, that was first half.
Yeah.
Before the commercial break.
A lot of people think blue is a sad color.
What?
Yeah, but I actually right now.
Oh, yeah,
think
I get it's a feeling blue.
Horny color.
See, here's the thing. Whoa.
Whoa.
I tend to wear a lot of black.
Yeah.
So when I wear other colors outside of black, I feel very bright. I'm like, you know, am I glowing right now?
Nah, bro. I think blue is like your color.
You think so? Oh. It matches a compliment. Isn't it crazy how certain colors complement complexion? Like, for example, yeah. Like,
that's the thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. Like, maybe, like, people say, like, blue is your color. Yellow is your, mustard is your color.
Yeah.
Mustard is nobody's color. That's what I always say.
Mustard is a good color, though. It's not yours, but I think it's a good color.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what rhymes with blue in your case?
Blue?
Yeah. In your case.
In my case, blue.
Let me cross my legs before I say this.
Hold on. Blue. What rhymes with blue in my case?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Don't think about it too much.
No, I have to. Blue.
Bulge.
Oh, okay. That doesn't rhyme, dude.
Depends who you ask. Depends what planet we're on.
I mean, that ain't wrong.
See, don't get all brainwashed on society.
So blue,
telling you what's
blue,
a rhyme and what's bulge? Not a rhyme. Do you understand that the things that we say that come out of our mouths are just... fucking sounds.
I think
you
that's
understand
just,
that.
I think that's a, these are just a sounds. Thing,
no, these are just sounds. And for some miraculous reason, just because of the way
we understand
you,
them,
because you were born in the region that I was born, we understand each other.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane?
That is insane. That is insane.
No, like really think about
that. Are you high? You're like, actually, I am.
Actually?
No, I'm not even gonna fuck with you. I'm not even gonna fuck with you. I ain't gonna fuck with you.
I ain't even gonna fuck with you.
Well, I fuck with you. I think that is crazy. I think that is crazy.
No, that's literally that it.
We make sounds.
We make sounds
out of our voices,
depending
and people
on,
understand what those sounds are.
Depending on the region and planet Earth we live on.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Well, those specific sounds, like people understand them. Yeah, like language, right? Like language is...
I mean, sure, that's a sound. When you say the word language, that's just a sound.
Yeah.
But sure, I don't know what language means, but in our region, language means something that we talk.
You know what I think is fascinating? Well, I've heard about like certain like language back in the days, uh-huh. right? Like certain words didn't exist.
Sure.
So like the word blue in other languages in like history, they never had the word blue. Uh-huh. So they, when people would talk about the sky or the ocean, they wouldn't refer to it as blue.
Oh, they refer to it
as like a different color, or it was like its own word. It was wow. its own thing. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So it's crazy. Like yeah. things that we experience, we've kind of created meaning for it, you know?
And these stories that like go back in time and like, for example, like, oh, you know, if you really think about it, that wasn't that long ago.
It's like two humans ago.
Yeah. It yeah. wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
It was like two grandpas ago.
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah, it's pretty interesting.
You know what one word has stood the test of time?
Bulge?
After bulge.
Oh. I don't know.
I don't know either, but if I had a guess, no, if I had a guess, it would be love.
Why always do that?
It would be love.
Make people fall in love with you. Like, why do you always say the sweetest things?
Hold on.
Like, do you do shit on purpose?
One second.
Do you write shit down before you get to the podcast?
Give me a second. It'll be love.
Matt, punch in.
Two differences. Matt, cut that out. Matt, punch in. It would be love.
Matt, cut that out for sure. Come on, Matt.
Anyways,
what the fuck were we talking about? Bulge boy,
tell you. Your word has stood the test of time. Bulge.
Yeah.
Honestly, probably.
Yeah, like those things that fall off mountains. What are they called? Bulgers?
Oh, boulders. Boulders.
Yeah.
Bulgers? It's a bunch of crotches.
Or that stuff that everybody drinks, like in the morning, early in the morning. The coffee, I think it's called, it's the
Boulders?
Brand Bulgers.
Bulger's coffee.
Bulger's yes. coffee. Yeah, or is it Folgers?
Folgers. It's definitely Folgers.
Wouldn't it be better Folgers? If it's Bulgers?
It's Folgers.
Oh, I thought it was Bulgers.
We should make our own coffee called Bulgers.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like that team that plays in Los Angeles.
The Los Angeles Bulgers?
Los Angeles Bodgers? Bulgers? Or is it Dodgers?
It's Bulgers for
Bulgers. Bulgers! Bulgers, carnal.
Yeah.
Can I talk about what the fuck goes in a michelada or not yet? Or should we just scratch that idea?
I'm over it, G. What do you want?
Okay, look. My family's from Jalisco. This is what we do.
Okay.
I like cerveza negra.
Pause. Yeah, I do too.
And then...
Why is that a pause? The way you like your cerveza? You take it too far, bro. You take it too far. You're nervous. Look at you tweaking. Cancel him. Cancel him. Okay, go ahead. Mr. Pause.
I like cerveza negra with my micheladas.
Yeah.
I think it's insanely good. Modelo Negra. Like that, yeah. That's a good beer.
Yeah.
Clamato. I like to get the spicy Clamato.
Okay.
Just to add that
personal
extra
preference.
Kick. Personal preference.
Okay.
Salsa Maggi.
Yep.
Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire.
Yeah. Well, how do you say it?
Worcestershire.
I don't know. You tell me.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I just kind of throw it out there.
Either one whole lime, a juicy one though, because una vez compra los pinches limones and it's like this.
Those
you
limes,
squeeze
bro.
Them and it's like this.
Yeah. It really is, bro.
Yeah, no, a juicy one,
it's
G.
Juicy.
Yeah. Like that.
Those
when like I the one that you don't even need the exprimidor.
Like you barely tap it.
Yeah, and
it's ready to go.
Like just fucking yeah. just dripping wet.
I feel like juicy limes are not talked about as much as they should be. They should be glorified.
Yeah, not only that, appreciated.
Exactly. Start a petition, man.
That shit just got me pissed.
Damn, I can
hot.
Tell. You yeah. get a little bothered. Hot and bothered.
That shit's annoying, bro.
Yeah, when people don't appreciate a juicy lime. If we have a juicy lime, if I'm around people and there's a juicy lime and people aren't twerking after that lime is squeezed, we can't be friends.
Like if you squeeze a lime and that shit don't hit you in the eye... That shit wasn't a lime.
Nah. And if it do hit you in the eye and you start crying, there better be tears of joy.
Because yeah.
you just got to witness a juicy lime.
If you squeeze a lime and you don't say, oh shit, that shit got in my eye.
Ain't
you ain't really having anything citrusy.
You know what I mean?
Or acidic, like the gringos like to say.
Damn, I love a juicy lime, bro.
Damn, I love it.
One thing about me, I'm a lime guy. Like, I want lime on everything. I
you
want it to be overly
guy.
Lined. Yeah. Like my mouth is salivating right now. I want it to be overly lime.
Is it?
When people are like, you want one lime? No, I want all the limes. Okay? Uh-huh. All right? I want the limelight.
I ain't lying to you.
You were searching for that one.
So finally. So yeah, I said clamato, salsa Maggi, okay. Lime, clamato, preferably the spicy one, una cerveza negra. I'm missing something.
Do you want your cup chilled?
Sal. Okay, so I'm a very simple man. I'm like a simple human, like the trash can. Like that brand, Simple Human.
Okay.
And I don't do the whole lime rimmed salt with tajin chamoy. I don't need it. If that's how it comes, así me lo tomo. But I don't need it. Like if I'm making one on my pad, no, I'm getting straight to the source.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like to be accommodating to people when I make them from scratch. And I like to ask them, do you do the whole like tajin lime shit?
It's too much.
It's too much for me. But if they want it, I'll do it. Because I'm also the host, so whatever my guests want, I will achieve on doing.
Okay, I agree with what you're saying, but if you ever hit them with, do you want the Seva special michelada?
Oh, yeah.
You don't ask no questions, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
They get what they get.
Yeah.
They get the Seva special.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I learned from that.
You wrote that down?
Let's take another shot. Are you down or not?
I'm going to do one more and that's it, bro. And that's it, bro. Okay.
Boy, I can tell you're already slurring.
And one more, and that's it, bro.
You're already slurring.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
You remind me of Jim Carrey when he's in Me, Myself, and Irene, when he has all that white stuff around his mouth.
I don't remember that scene.
He's just slurring.
I don't remember that scene, bro.
You know what I mean, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I get you, bro.
Honestly, I'm not saying that I need to do this right now and like stop the podcast, but me estoy meando, güey.
You want to take a little break?
How much? No. There's no break. I just want to let everybody know back at home que me estoy meando.
Wow.
That's it.
Damn, bro. Hey, why is worse
just,
than my, why
just is worse know than my decent, man? That I'm doing this shit.
Push
get
it
in the mear.
Damn.
Yeah. Can you pass my shower, Ricky? Please.
Pants are a little tight, huh?
Yeah. And I can feel it. I can feel it.
There you go.
What a dig.
There you go, bro.
So you're gonna get canceled, fool. Yeah.
Bro, one thing I
love about me?
Yes.
What?
I love hanging out with you. I love eating with you. I love drinking with you. I love partying with you because sleeping over too, because of this one reason that is my favorite quality in a human being. Okay.
What is that, Leva?
Look at you stacked up, G. Like, can we punch in on this? You're not picky, bro. You're not picky. No. And anything when it comes to eating, anything when it comes to drinking.
You're the same way, though.
I'm the same way, bro.
Yeah.
Because I think life is so beautiful, and I first of all, I like to try new things, right? And like, I'm not gonna get fixated on how I need something to be in order for me to enjoy it. I'm just gonna experience it for what it is in that moment, whether that be whatever it is, you know. So if you serve me a michelada, I'm gonna drink it and I'm gonna enjoy it. I'm not gonna say shit about it, whether I want it with tajin, limon, sal on the rim, it don't matter. However you give it to me, I'm gonna enjoy it, right? If you give me a hamburger, you add lettuce, tomato, onions, mushrooms, all that stuff, I'm gonna enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, but people that are picky,
yeah,
you're not in my caliber.
You're not.
You
but,
know,
but I've learned.
And let me tell you, I love people, okay? And if that's your thing, you don't like things because of your allergies and stuff like that, I get it, okay? But if you don't like tomato because you think it's gross in the texture and it's gross and it's slimy, get over yourself, dude. Get over yourself, you know? And I also love when people be like, you know, I don't like mushrooms, but I'm gonna try it just because I wanted to see what this is like.
Yeah.
I love that. And I get it. People are like, they grow up differently and, you know, they might have not ate stuff when they were younger.
Yeah.
But as they grow up, I like to see people like just put themselves out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
I can respect that.
Yeah, it's called
then if
growing
you're the
up.
Person that's like, I don't eat that. I'm not going to touch that.
It's called growing up.
Look, I'm not one to judge people. I don't judge. Bro.
Damn, go
but,
off.
But that's
sis.
One where I'm like,
go off, boily pop.
Whatever you got going on right now, figure it out.
Go off, boily pop.
And then call me in the morning
when
you figure it out.
Bro, one thing I can respect too is like, okay, fine. A la gente no le gustan muchas cosas, right? Fine, I get it. I don't think everybody should like everything, right?
Oh, I agree with that.
I get that.
I agree with that.
But when it comes to the point where it's like, I can respect when someone orders something on the menu as is, right? And when they bring it, then they do their thing.
I like that too.
I like that. I can respect that.
I do too. And don't make it a big deal. They just do that.
Yeah, it's like.
Yes. Yes.
Right? But.
Or if it's like too much onions, they're like, I like onions, but I don't like that much onions. They take it out, whatever. I'm okay with that.
I get that.
But when you got to do a whole big deal about like, yeah, don't do it with this or don't do it with that, special orders.
And just to add,
just know you're pissing off the chef.
Exactly. Just to add an asterisk to that, like I said earlier, if you have allergies, I get it. Okay, like if you can't have crawfish, shrimp, all that stuff, and you're like, I get it. Okay, because you're allergic, I don't want you to die. I need you here. But other than that, grow up.
Yeah.
Okay, pumpkin, grow up.
Yeah. If anybody, like if you're my friend and like you say like, oh, I don't like tomatoes, I'll let you order. I'll let you do your thing. I'll let you be that guy.
Yeah.
And then after the waitress or waiter leaves, I'll say, you don't like tomatoes? No? Yeah. So when are you going to grow up?
When are you going to grow up? Okay. Yeah. You're not a Toys R Us kid anymore.
No.
Okay? I need you to grow up.
Pumpkin. Yeah, no. Where a kid can be a kid, that's no longer
it. You know, why do you think they went out of business? All right. Even Toys R Us
had to grow up. Did Chuck E. Cheese go out of business?
No, Toys R Us. Toys R Us.
Oh, yeah. Where a kid can be a kid.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Gotta like tomatoes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a great podcast we've been having.
Here's
so
the
far.
Thing. Yeah.
This is literally
I was gonna go more perfect. In on it, but I know that there's a lot of people out there that specifically don't like tomatoes. And here's the thing, sometimes when they don't like tomatoes, I'm kind of that guy. I'm going in on this, huh? I'm kind of does just not like tomatoes. Matt,
oh my
I knew
God.
It I felt energy coming towards me somewhere. I'm like, somebody in here doesn't fuck with tomatoes. Have you tried tomatoes before, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've tried. No, but that's okay. Like you said, people are, it's okay not to like things, right? Yeah. Like you don't have a preference on things. So, but if you're like, I don't eat tomatoes because I just don't eat tomatoes, like, you know, like I'm just like, dude, but have you tried them? Have you really tried as an adult man? Have you tried them as an adult man?
I'll eat them, but okay. If I'm like, I'll, like same thing, I'll get the food and I'll take it off. I'll take a couple bites and I'm like, I don't really care for this tomato.
Okay, what is it about tomatoes that you don't
How fucking dare you, Matt?
Dude, I don't know.
Matt, have you ever fucking had an heirloom tomato?
You've had an heirloom tomato?
I need to put you on game on tomatoes,
come
bro.
On fucking game. Okay, go ahead. So, texture, is it a texture thing?
I just eat them whole. Like,
yeah, me too.
With some sal.
Con sal.
You can't do that. So, it's not, is it texture?
Like, I love all, everything else. I love onions, bell peppers, you name it. But the tomato family?
Okay, so it's you just don't like it. So it's like your taste buds don't align with it.
Yeah, I used to like it a lot, especially
like interesting.
It puts like a shit ton of tomato in that one salsa.
Yeah,
and then after like since I got over that, I can't have it anymore.
Interesting. Yeah, do you like tomato soup?
Like pickles too. Now I don't like pickles sometimes.
Tomato soup.
Wow.
Tomato soup. Yeah.
Interesting. Ketchup.
Ketchup. Yeah.
Honestly, if we went on a blind date and I was the girl.
You'd
eliminate me? No. I would still let you have sex with me, but I wouldn't let you play with my boobs.
No motorboat.
Just because you don't like tomatoes.
Honestly, bro,
that's what you get.
I respect that.
Right?
I respect.
If we were girls,
I respect that.
Like,
I respect. That.
Like, yeah, you can still do the whole thing. But,
yes, exactly.
You know,
did you drink your shot?
Yeah.
Wow. Rob, do you like tomatoes?
No.
Is there anything that you don't like that you're picky about? This is our manager, by the way, guys.
Olives.
You're lucky.
You like olives in old fashioned. Oh yeah.
Have you tried olives as an adult man?
Idiot.
Talking about a martini.
Yeah, bro. Martini.
Anyways, have you tried olives as an adult man?
It's been a long time since I've tried an olive.
Would you be willing to try an olive tonight to see if maybe your taste buds have changed? I respect that.
Yeah, I respect that.
I respect that. Yeah.
I love olives.
Me too.
Like when I'm at the bar and I'm drinking another drink, like say an old fashioned, that does have a cherry. So that was me. I'll tell the guy, like sometimes they just bring you olives as like an app.
Yeah.
But like, I'll just fucking reach over and grab fucking olives because I love olives.
Wow.
I think my taste buds have changed. Yeah.
What about olives with blue cheese in them? Yeah.
Anything olives. I love olives.
Yeah. I will say I will eat blue cheese. Okay. Because I stand on business, but I'm not the biggest fan of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Blue cheese is rotten cheese. Does everybody know that?
It's not rotten.
Yeah, it is. That's it's spoiled.
It's not rotten, right, Jeff? It's fermented.
AKA rotten.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, yeah, I'll lean towards the whole Ryan vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about sardines?
So like I have this thing where it's like, I don't need to eat sardines because I can eat something else.
Yeah.
I don't mind them. I just, there's millions of other things I can eat other than sardines, but I don't mind them. My dad, when I used to live with my parents, my dad would come home from work and he'd buy the cans of sardines and there's like a fucking 10 little pescaditos like this big.
Yeah.
I'll eat it with them.
Apparently they're like extremely healthy for you. There's like a bunch of like omegas and vitamins that are very like super healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me estoy miendo.
How much time do we have?
I'm not saying to let's end it. No, we're going to keep going.
Let it run. 10 minutes.
We're going to keep going.
All right.
Now my question to you.
Yeah.
is
that Jess wrote.
Are you the type of guy that follows trends?
To an extent. Like, for example, like when I was like in eighth grade, high school and stuff like that, there was like a certain vibe of fashion that was going on. Baggier jeans, baggier shirts. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would dress like in that line. As I've gotten older, I've kind of like learned what works for me, what works for my body type. That's something I think with fashion that kind of goes like a little overseen. Like, everybody's built differently. So not all clothes is going to fit people the same. Right. Just because you like the way something looks on you, for example, like you, I like the way those pants look on you. Right. I can't pull those off because of my thin waist and fat ass. Can't do it. OK. Now, do I wish I could? Of course. But as I've gotten older, I know not to potentially, I know exactly what's going to compliment me. You see what I'm saying? So I follow the trend of like, I kind of see what's like relevant. I get ideas. I'm on Pinterest. I'm pulling different things, different fashion. You know what I'm saying? And I like to pull and make stuff work. But I'm not so much following like what's in right now. What would you say is like an in thing right now? Probably like baggy shirt, oversized shirts, right? With like baggier jeans, almost like a 90s vibe.
Yeah.
See, I'll do a little bit of that because I like it. Yeah. I think it looks good. Yeah. And it complements my body.
Yeah.
So does that answer your question?
Yeah.
What about you?
Do I follow trends? I think I do to an extent. I don't think I follow trends as, it just depends. Cause like I more follow like, more like people, I guess. Like if I see something cool on somebody, like, oh, I want to look like that, you know?
Yeah.
But not like trends in general. I feel like I used to follow trends like back in the day.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, it was like when we'd go to the club, it was like skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Chelsea boots.
Flannels. All distressed.
Kind of fitted shirt, but like really long.
Long tees.
What are they called again? I forgot. Yeah, like that. Or like a blazer.
Yeah.
You know, like that's when I used to follow trends because everybody used to do it. And like that was the cool thing. But now I don't do that. Now I just, it's just, I follow people that I respect.
So I feel like... As fashion has like progressed, it's become more open. There is no really like specific trends, right? Like for example, like people like when they throw parties, will be like, oh, it's a 70s party. That means like a whole decade of like an era of how people were dressing, like the 80s, the 90s and stuff like that. I feel like nowadays, like it's really, there is no boundaries. It's kind of like everything kind of goes. There'll be implications of like the 90s and different stuff like that that's kind of get intertwined with like the style, but it's not like a specific thing. You know, I'm kind of curious, like when they do movies in the future, like when they're referencing this age, like how they're going to paint us, you know, because like, you know, when they're
doing
like
right?
when the movie from the 70s, like, you know, they're going to be the big old, the long, what is it called? Collars and the flared out jeans and the fros and like a specific slick back hair. Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder what that's going to look like for now. I think it's going to be more like just people on their phones. Yeah. Like that's like going to be the telling of the era.
You know? Yeah, it is crazy. I've thought about that as well. Like,
because if we were to go back in time, the way we're dressed right now, like I wonder if people could figure out what era we're from.
Yeah.
Like if we went to the 70s, I guess 60s, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe no, because
no, you wouldn't blend in. I think I might blend in a little bit more the way I'm dressed.
In the 60s?
Or 70s.
Yeah. That's the 70s. Thing. That's the cool thing about nowadays is like people dress like any type of era.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like back in the 90s, people would wear like, I don't know, like a very like, well, it just depends who you ask too, because there's so many people that are involved in such different type of genres. And I think music, that's why music is so beautiful, because not only does it represent like sound and like feeling, but music is fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And fashion plays a huge role, if not the biggest role in music. You know what I mean? I think music really guides fashion and what people wear. Yeah. For example,
Kanye West.
Eddie Mercury. Guy's a fucking legend from Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's a song, right?
That's a song.
Yeah.
The actual group is...
Freddie Mercury
from Queen.
Queen. God damn it. I couldn't think of it either.
Yeah, me neither.
Bohemian Rhapsody is a movie.
Yeah, sorry. That was my fault. Bohemian Rhapsody is a song. Queen is a group. I knew that. Dude, the guy was a legend.
Do you think he influenced fashion?
Absolute. He influenced a fat part of... that era of 100%. Fashion.
I think
that guy's a legend.
100%. I love Freddie Mercury. Me too. I also wasn't.
People say he looks like my dad.
Oh yeah, I can kind of see that
in his prime.
Yeah,
and then in my dad when he was like a little younger.
Did he have the mustache too?
Everything. My dad looks like Freddie Mercury.
Did he get inspired by Freddie?
I never really have gone up to my dad and said,
"Were you inspired by Freddie Mercury?"
Papa.
First of all, your dad speaks perfect English.
Pa. Papi. Papa. Dad.
Father.
Daddy. I've never asked them, Dad, were you inspired by Freddie Mercury? I've never asked him that.
Maybe you should. Maybe when we do our father's episode, we can ask our dads that. I might get
a different response. You're just going to talk to my dad or what?
I want to talk to my dad too, dude.
Bro, my dad can be your dad.
He is.
My dad speaks perfect English.
He does.
Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He does. Was he born in Mexico?
No, my dad was actually born in, I think, like East LA.
Oh, okay.
But his parents were born in Mexico.
Yeah. But his Spanish is perfect too.
You know what's funny is that my dad was a first generation in his family, American.
Yeah.
And when he moved to Mexico, he moved to a pueblo, and that's where he met my mom. And when he moved to that pueblo at 18 years old, he didn't know a lick of Spanish.
No way.
I swear.
He didn't learn Spanish till he was 18?
Yeah, because he met my mother. And my mom didn't know a lick of English.
Wow.
Only Spanish. And that's how they both learned from each other. I guess you can say they learned out of love.
The oldest word in the English language.
Yeah, because I don't know if you ever heard a song called Love is a Battlefield.
Love that song. Great song.
Do you know who sings it? Blondie.
Is it Blondie? It's Blonde? Blondie.
Blondie.
Is it Blondie?
Yeah, am I right?
Oh, no. You were so confident too, bro. That's the last time I ever listened to anything you fucking say.
Is it not Blondie?
It's not Blondie, bro. It's not Blondie, bro. It's
Maroon 5, you
idiot.
What happened to Maroon 5? Those were sick.
I love Maroon 5. Who is it, Jez? Benatar. Pat Benatar.
Wait. Hold on. Let me just type in Blondie and see what comes up.
Blondie has a bunch of songs.
Yeah. Oh, call me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Sorry, that's my bad. Call me. Heart of Glass. Yeah. God, there's nothing like the fucking 80s and early 90s, man. I was born in the wrong fucking era. Why didn't my dad not have me when he was 10 years old? What a fucking dick.
It's selfish, bro. I didn't even think about you.
He didn't even think about me like that.
I feel like music back then, I don't know. I feel like it definitely came from a different place. Like there was more like passion and heart involved.
Yeah, in bro. Back in the day, you listen to tracks. They make you feel a certain way.
Now it's all about algorithm. Like what works, what is going to generate more plays, right? Which in theory, you would think that would be better music because you would understand what people are trying to listen to. But it takes away the art of like what music really was intended for.
Yeah. And even like hip hop back in the day and rap, like lyrics would tell us a whole ass story, a whole ass movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like lyrics just talk about like them flaunting shit, which is fine. Like it's cool. Like I'll dance to it. Like I'll bop my head. But back in the day, like Tupac would tell you a fucking story about a girl named Brenda.
Well, dude, even nowadays, bro, like they know like certain beats make you feel a certain way.
Yeah.
Like that's how calculated it is. And mm-hmm. I think that ruins it. Like they have it down to a science, like 180 BPMs can make you feel like energetic. So we got to create the song that's 100 BPMs. Haven't you seen where there's like certain chords? I feel like Matt knows about this, right? There's like four chords that create like a perfect pop song. And like any pop song that you hear are just based around like four different chords. Four of the same chords that are just kind of like recycled. Like it's a science. It's not so much about like creating a story, like you said, right? Telling something or speaking out of passion. It's like, this is what works. And if we want to create a hit song, we use these four chords and create like,
I agree.
Like a specific tagline that's just going to be the chorus that's going to be in and out. It's going to be pop off.
We're all turning into robots. Straight up.
What'd you say?
That was so perfect.
Just faded. What'd you say?
Hey, yo, low key, I ain't even gonna lie. I am buzzed.
Okay. You are bulging. Those G's got you bulging, G.
And I need to go pee. Let's and go, I'm bro. Sorry, but now ya no me aguanto. Well, don't get
look, look at this. Look at the TV, bro. This is
break. We'll be right back. Me estoy meando. Por favor.
Estás escuchando la plática.
We're back. Leva, you know it's rude to be on your phone, right?
Hey, let me call you right back. Doing a podcast. Number one in the world. Google. Anyways. Where were we? Google.
I think the shots got to me, fool.
Dude, you're faded right now, bro.
I'm not faded.
You're probably not even going to remember this tomorrow. You're going to be all blacked out. You'll be like, we're recording an episode?
I'm not faded. I'm dimmed. Oh, you like that?
Did you make that up?
Matt, you like that? That's how Matt.
Shake Don't it ever twinkle your toes at me like that again, G. Ever twinkle your toes like that at me again. This was a great episode, man.
It was, man. It really was.
What, you got something to say? Don't look at Jess's notes. Speak from your heart, G. Speak from your heart. What does your heart say?
I mean, we really just wanted to talk about like St. Paddy's Day, right? So like, obviously we all get faded or dimmed on St. Paddy's Day. So yeah. I really want to know, like, I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
What's your cruda food?
Food?
Yeah, when you're all crudote, which is every day.
Greasy. I need a greasy.
Greasy. You know greasy is actually bad for you?
Perfect. I take it.
Sodium is what you need.
Money. I'll take that too.
But what's your perfect, I'm fucking crudo, I don't want to do anything, like I want to Postmates.
Just want to eat. Bro, it varies. This is all the greasy, typical shit. I want pizza, wings, McDonald's, Jack in the Box.
Why does McDonald's hit so
different, bro? I want a Big Mac, large fries, chicken nuggets, yeah. McFlurry.
Even like Jack will hit, like an extreme sausage sandwich.
Yeah.
With a couple egg rolls, maybe some jalapeno poppers.
Look, dude, I'm a fit guy. Okay. I'm a fit guy.
Fake or fit?
Whatever. It varies depending on who you ask. I feel like when I'm buzzed or when I'm hungover, any diet that I might be following at the time is out the motherfucking window, bro.
Got it. Yeah.
Same. I'm eating because I need to eat and I need food in my body. Stat.
ASAP.
Yeah. That's me.
Yeah. So you said like anything greasy?
Greasy.
What about pho?
Fuck yeah.
Pho's good.
Fuck yeah.
Pho when you're crudo yeah. Hits a spot.
It does, bro. Especially when you got a little cold, when you're a little sniffly. If any time in the day I go like this, I'm like, shit, I need some pho. I need some pho. My mogul start gym, man, I need some pho.
You know what?
Actually, that's the only thing that can box me. Never mind. Sorry. Whoa. I was trying to get Matt again with the.
He's not laughing at that.
I know.
Do you know there's one soup in this world that you call Earth?
Yeah.
That fixes a cruda more than any soup in the world. And it's from the people from Thailand.
Yeah. Tom yum.
Tom yum soup.
How did I know
insanely.
That? Can I tell you something?
No. You no. know about it because, like, you know, you're it boy. Like, you're an it boy. Mm-hmm. But everybody back at home.
A lot of people don't know about it?
No, a lot of people don't know about it.
It's guys, the best soup in the world.
People back at home. Si te antoja una sopa, there's one sopa. It's
Tom Yum.
It's Thai food. Go to your local Thai spot, the one that has the most stars.
Yeah.
And order Tom Yum soup.
And I can testify that if you're Latino, specifically Mexican, you are going to love
this. Is Tom why I recommend. This is why I recommend.
Yeah, it's one of those soups like where I taste it and I go, this belongs to me. This is my soup. This is a Mexican soup.
It's insanely good. It's insanely and it good. Insanely makes you feel so much better.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there it is, man.
There it is, man.
What episode are we on? Are we almost at 40, 140?
Nobody cares anymore. They just know it's on and on and on.
Is this a forever thing?
It's a forever thing.
Forever thing. Listen, man, this was a hell of an episode.
It was, man. This was the definition of an organic episode of Josh Leva, the Josh Leva, and myself.
Non-GMO.
This is literally non-GMO. This is literally no preservatives. This is vegan. Literally a couple hours of what it's like to be with the Josh Leva and Sebas.
Chaotic.
No, it's just chaotic. It's just normal. This is normal life for us.
Our life is a little chaotic.
It can be. We're going to go see Bad Bunny tonight.
Whoa, we going to see Bad Bunny tonight.
What song are you?
I already saw it, bro. Been there, done that. Going for you, man.
What song do you think I'm going to like the most?
Teléfono Nuevo. I know you're going to love that
second.
You're going to lose your shit. You're gonna like some of his old shit that he plays towards the end. You'll see. I know you're gonna love the new album. The new album is great. Can I tell you something? And this is a hot take, and maybe I'm wrong here. After going to the concert and experiencing it, I told you this earlier. I watched the concert in a pretty unique experience where I was like, I didn't really get faded at all. I probably had like two seltzers. So I got to really enjoy the concert for what it was designed to be. I know it sounds weird, but I wasn't all not like, yeah. Oh, I'm on a sick one at watching Bad Bunny. I was like, I'm watching this and I'm like really visualizing it. His songs that he sings in the beginning, they're off his new album. They're really good. Okay. But the song that he sings towards the end where it's like they've been marinated in like in the culture. It's already out there. Bro, you're going to see it's a different shift in the crowd. A different shift in himself.
Really?
It's different. Yeah, you'll see it. We'll circle back after this. Maybe we'll talk about it next podcast. I really want to know your take on it. He does an amazing job, but he's performing the first album. He's performing the first half of it, his new album. And he is fucking singing and he's fucking... He's Bad Bunny on his like older shit. Like you'll see, bro.
I love that.
You'll see. You know what I mean? Like he's in it.
You remember when we went to go see Bad Bunny for $10?
I tell this story all the time, and I don't know if we've told this story on La Platica. So when I was at the concert, he performed at Crypto Arena, but I don't like calling it Crypto because it's Staples Center forever.
Facts.
When I was sitting in that where I was watching it at, I thought about you because I was like, Sebas took me to my first Bad Bunny concert.
And 2016.
Correct. It was literally across the street from Staples Center at the time at this club called
Conga Room.
And we saw him for $10. And to think, I was kind of hoping that he was going to say something about that. Like at one point, I was literally in this little small, it's not a small club, but it's a decent club performing. And now I have a sold out Staples Center just screaming my name.
Isn't that crazy?
It's just crazy, bro. It's crazy.
It's also crazy how like average... Like my mom said, average human beings like myself just know who's going to be great.
Yeah, you did have a good eye on that one.
I think what the gringos call it, intuition.
Damn.
I just knew that everybody's going to like this guy.
Yo,
let me go see him for $10. And I bought like 10 tickets.
You bought it for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent a whole $100.
I spent $100.
Yeah.
10 tickets.
And only four of us showed up.
And only like four or six of you guys showed up. And the other ones just went to waste.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I'll be real with you, bro. I didn't have an appreciation at the time. I was literally just there for the vibes. You know, it was like...
And how good was it?
He was incredible. He was incredible.
Dude, we saw like songs like Soy Peor.
He was so new. At least a lot of people... He was popping. If you knew him, you knew him, right? But in that club, I remember specifically, bro... I feel like he was so new that he had to win the crowd still.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he would perform some songs and like not everybody was on dance floor. And then he started gaining more people like coming towards the stage.
Because it was packed, but not that packed.
No, it wasn't that packed, bro. Yeah.
What a privilege that we were able to see him.
Yeah.
At a regular little antrito club, you know, that it wasn't even that packed.
Agreed.
And what an incredible experience.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you were there and we didn't even know what our future held.
Hashtag deep. Deep, man.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode today.
Come on,
this is La Platica, the Josh Leyva y Sebas. We are the hosts of the number one Latino podcast in the world, but we've never said that.
I almost said it once, but then I remembered I don't need to say it.
Yeah. Everybody on the comments down below, please comment on how good Josh looks with blue tones.
Man, you don't make me blush, G. Got my nipples all perky.
If you are seeing Bad Bunny in Los Angeles tonight or in any place in the United States this week, have fun. Enjoy yourself. Be safe out there. No toman tanto, pero enough. Y nos vemos en la próxima plática. While we end this episode, we are going to take another shot. So enjoy your
only ice. Only if we can do it with Matt and Jess.
Yeah. Pour four up.
All right, cool.
Oh, shit. I got two over here. Enjoy you guys' self. We appreciate you guys. Hashtag Mondays don't suck. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Notifications on. Subscribe to the channel. We are the most hermosos in the podcast world. And yeah, I said that. Nos vemos en la próxima plática.
Also, guys, you guys have already met Jess, our producer. We have somebody else that's behind the scenes, too, that you guys are about to get a sneak peek of. Because we're going to make sure he takes a shot on camera. And his name is Goated Matt. That's what he's known.
He is goated.
So, yeah. So, Goated Matt is our videographer, editor, cameraman mastermind of La Platica.
Editor.
Who happens to be
our friend.
Our friend.
Just first and foremost.
Pure fucking chance, by the way.
Pure fucking chance. Editor. Isn't that a funny word?
Matt, would you be considered a videographer even in this circumstance?
No, he's considered a daddy.
Well, yeah, that's, yeah, hashtag zaddy. Yeah.
Zaddy.
But is this still qualified as videographer? Yeah, right? Absolutely. You said, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
No, he's considered Master Chief.
Master Chief Kung Fu. Fuck you. Let's take a shot. All right, y'all. Come on. Just come on in real
Jessica.
Quick.
Jessica.
Let's do a shot. Let's go to the white on this one, Matt. Make sure we see your fine ass. Go to Matt.
Come on. It's Bad Bunny night.
Guys, look alive, y'all. Here we go. You got yours? All right, y'all. Here we go.
Cheers. We love every single one of you guys. What a great episode.
What an episode, y'all. Love you guys.
Salud.
Salud, guys.
Woo! Bad Bunny Bad tonight. Bunny. Teléfono nuevo. Caminando para dar más cochas en las enfermas de
Lid. Dude, this... So... That hit, dude. Bro, right? So good, yeah. Like, this
Can
is
we
my,
end it now?
Y'all listen to it. Yeah, yeah. Estás Woo! What episode? Love you guys.
Arroz.
Con poi.
Editor.